everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
All right, welcome back. Light trade continued to develop throughout the complex with traders focused on narrowly mixed trade activity across the complex. There remained very little direction throughout both cattle and hog markets, which brought about some additional market shifts throughout the session. Corn prices were higher today in light trade. December corn futures about 6 cents higher. The Dow Jones was 7 points lower, while NASDAQ is up 2 points. Mixed trade was developing in live cattle futures today with prices stuck in a narrow range, which followed pullback from early pressure. The ability to hold firm beef values as traders moved back into the market limited prices from 15 cents lower to 15 cents higher. Increased volume, though, was seen throughout the last hour of trade, although prices were unable to break out of a narrow range before closing. In feeder cattle, futures traded lower for most of the day, while pressure developed in live cattle trade, which limited overall buyer support. But the bullish USDA crop report helped to draw soybean prices quickly higher. This quickly sparked buying activity in nearby feeder cattle futures, with October and November cattle futures holding 60 to 70 cent per hundredweight gains. Meanwhile, grain futures were steady to a little higher today, with light position squaring noted ahead of the updated supply and demand numbers out from USDA. Charts anticipate major moves might be possible after the dust settles from this data dump. Corn prices, though, firmed after trading in a range of barely a penny overnight. December futures hung on to a test of the support line off of August and October lows. Soybeans, meanwhile, posted modest gains. November futures traded up near the resistance line off of summer and fall highs after holding the 25-day moving average below the market. The nearby could be set up for a major move out of its four-month wedge between 970 and a half and 957 and a quarter. Finally, wheat prices were steady to a little higher today, with the trade mostly focused elsewhere for today's USDA report. While the trade looked for a small increase in carryout, better export potential offset weaker summer feed usage. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.